At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
BJ and Jamie.
Wow, that's my favorite song to dance to in the studio. You get to speed up and then slow down. Speed up, slow down. It's like taking a break.
It really
sitting
is.
On a park bench or something, yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. All right, so this Chapel Roan song that came out.
Yeah.
What is it again? I don't even know the name.
It's called The Subway, and it's about a failed relationship where she's moving on to Saskatchewan.
Okay, yeah. Okay. And we were talking about Saskatchewan being in a song,
yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Couldn't think of one. Nope. And then Jamie just realized something.
It was in a Kermit the Frog song with Fozzie Bear.
Yeah. Let's listen to Chapel again.
Okay.
Because we got to set it all up again.
Okay.
She's the one that did the Pink Pony Club song.
Correct.
Okay. Big song. And I think you got to come back with something really big. If you have a song like Pink Pony Club, you can't follow up with Saskatchewan, can you?
No.
I don't think you can.
Well, it might be huge. I mean,
it might.
If Kermit, you know, made it happen.
Hey, you got a point there.
Yeah.
You got a point. All right, here.
Listen. Just another girl on the subway.
What are we bleeping there? Is
it
like the F word?
Yeah.
Is it the F word?
It is the F word, yeah.
So she calls it effing Saskatchewan?
Wherever she is, she says F this city.
Gotcha. Probably Nashville. She hates it now. All right, so here's Kermit, right?
Yep.
California, here we come to high in the skyland. Palm trees and warm sand. So savvy, we just left Rhode Island.
We did what?
Just forget it. I'm moving right along.
Dug-a-dum.
Hey, LA, where have you gone? Send someone to fetch us. We're in Saskatchewan.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Fozzie Bear
that is
delivered.
Crazy. That is absolutely crazy. That's Fozzie, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Fozzie.
Yeah.
He's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's really like.
Wow.
Yeah. So there it is.
That's
and in the music
cool.
video, they're literally driving past a Mountie.
Nice.
As they say, Saskatchewan.
So don't you ever, ever say that there's not another hit song without Saskatchewan.
California, here we come to high in the skyland.
Palm trees and warm sand.
So savvy, we just left Rhode Island.
We did what?
Just forget it. I'm moving right along.
Dug-a-dum. Hey, LA, where have you gone?
Man,
those two, they have such a good friendship.
They really do.
Between those two, they really do. They love each other. They really do. Hey, Uber is starting something next month.
What are they starting?
Well, they're starting something, a policy. If you're a female rider, you can choose a female driver.
You know, they should do that.
All right.
I really appreciate that.
Okay, I got it right here. Listen.
Uber announcing a pilot program called Women Preferences, where women riders can choose to have a female driver. Also, female Uber drivers can set a preference for booking women riders. It'll debut in San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Detroit in a few weeks. And if successful, they hope to expand this nationwide. Now, Uber has faced scrutiny in the past over safety for women riders and drivers. And the company says the Women Preferences pilot is something that's come directly from user feedback. Women want more of a sense of safety from the app.
There you go.
I'm always relieved when I get a female driver.
I'm sure you are. I've heard you talk about it before.
Yeah. I really am. And you know, I apologize to any man that I'm sure you all are great and stuff, but there is a sense of relief when I'm trapped in a car with someone that can drive me anywhere, right?
Yeah.
They literally can just go off the beaten path and, you know.
I would think that if I were a driver, okay, I would have a whole different mentality driving that car between my passenger being a male or a female.
Right.
I would feel like that, okay, if something goes wrong here, this person could accuse me of anything.
I was getting ready to say, okay? And as a man,
so it works both ways.
Because
it works both ways.
Totally,
she could easily be drunk, belligerent, and do something that you react to, but then she turns the tables on you by accusing you of something.
And it's he said, she said.
So it's kind of a protection for both people, the way I see it, and I think it's brilliant. In fact, I'm like the internet right now. What took so long?
Well, Dubai already does it. Dubai has female cab drivers for females in Dubai.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, this thing's going to be a huge success in every state they tried it.
You know what is weird? Is I was in a car, and the guy was really nice, and so I'm sure, you know, everything was fine. But he's like, do you want some water, or I have candy? And I remember that story about don't drink the water in Ubers,
because
they drug you, and, you know, don't eat any of their snacks or anything. And I'm like, no, I'm good. He's like, no, really, have some water, or have some candy. And I was like, I'm fine.
That sounds weird. I don't think the driver realized how weird that sounds. Hey, little girl, you want some candy? Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there are several people out there that are driving Ubers or Lyft or whatever, and you've got little treats in the car. Just get rid of the treats, man.
Yeah.
You don't need them.
No,
you don't need them. It just looks bad.
Yeah.
It looks like you're trying to suck somebody in.
Yeah,
you know?
James
yeah.
is like, you're not going to drug me today.
Yeah.
God's like, what?
Especially when he asked the second time, it kind of irritated me. I was like, I'm on to you.
Here, eat this.
Girl.
This is going to be a huge success. Really. And again, what took so long?
I know.
You ladies,
well, somebody
Jamie.
Told me, one of the, so I do Lyft. One of the Lyft drivers told me that there is a place in Lyft, I haven't gone looking for it, where I can say I want female drivers. I haven't found it in the app, but she said, or that's your first preference.
I've seen... Yeah, I don't know. I don't use them very often. I have seen where I can decline a driver and pick up a new one.
Yes.
So I guess in that direction, you could go through until you see a female.
Does that make sense? Here's what it says on Lyft. Thank you, Schmidl. It says, Women Plus Connect offers women and non-binary drivers a preference that helps them match more often with women and non-binary. But it sounds like it's the driver, right? Yeah, it's the driver that gets to pick.
Oh.
Yeah. So they're but now they're doing the opposite on Uber. Yeah. That makes sense too.
Yeah.
Where a driver only wants, you know, women.
Because certain drivers may be only comfortable with that.
Like BJ only wants to pick up women.
No, I want the non-binary. I want the in-between, right?
You get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, that way, I don't have to dwell on either one.
Remember.
That's a female that could, accuse me of something, or a guy kick my ass. It's non-binary. Right in the friggin' middle, man. We're good.
Remember, my friend said the best person on the planet that has both boobs and a wiener.
There you go. Yeah.
Best of both worlds.
If I'm a driver, that's what I set it on. That's all I pick up.
Okay. Happy birthday.
BJ and Jamie.
By the way, today is National Tequila Day.
Oh, I think that stuff is so gross. Oh, I don't know how people
tequila.
Drink it.
Ugh. Yeah, I'm not a tequila fan. Yeah. Never was.
It sounds like Carson is.
Oh, it used to be. It used to be my drink of choice in college.
God.
We used to walk around campus with a bottle of Patron. No, had no business buying Patron at all, right?
Yeah.
But me and my buddy would buy one and then house off an entire bottle between the two of each other, just walking around campus.
You graduate?
Yeah.
Okay.
And my buddy, who did it with me, he's a doctor, so you're welcome.
There you go.
I would never go to his hospital, but...
Dr. Patron.
Yeah, that's the same.
Look him up.
Wow.
You get a chance. Yeah, I guess they're expecting a lot of people at various Mexican restaurants, bars that serve a lot of tequila, or known for the tequila. So
today
is the day. Yeah,
I haven't even heard about this until you said it.
National Tequila Day.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard about it either.
But I'm not one to go. Like, if it's National Pizza Day, I don't go to a pizza place.
Right.
You know, I don't really like
food. There are a couple though that I'll participate in, like
Donut
National
Day.
Donut Day. I'm a big fan of that.
I
don't like pizza. I do pizza. The other is I like taco. I like taco days too.
Yeah.
You know, that's a good day.
Most men
do. Tequila, tacos.
Yeah.
I don't get it. What's that mean?
Nothing. All right, let's just move on.
Carson, by the way, speaking of Tequila Day, if you want to drop off a bottle of Patron, you can do so. He'll be at Live Well MD today.
That's right.
So if you want to take a drink over to him, that'd be fine.
And it's a family affair. His wife's even going to go.
What?
My wife's going to be there. Yeah, she's coming out. Yeah, she's got to hand out swag bags.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How'd you rope her into it?
Like Jamie said, it's a family affair, so we're all getting in on this.
Right?
No kidding.
And
all right,
also registering people for Teddy Swims tickets. He's coming to Red Rocks, 2 shows in August, so that's going to be huge. But, yeah, I mean, they're giving an overweight $2,000 in services. They're giving a hydrofacial away. I just did a hydrofacial. It's amazing. Your skin feels amazing after that. They have GLP-1 programs. You can get them 1 month. They're giving that away for $299, which is insane.
I'm all for that. I'll tell you that right now.
Aren't they close by here?
Yeah, they're right off Quebec and 470, behind the Voss of Fitness right over there.
So it's LiveWell MD. Again, it's LiveWell MD. So if you want to look up exactly where they are, it's LiveWell MD. And you're going to be there tonight, 4 to 6.
Grand opening from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. tonight.
Oh, nice. Grand opening.
I'm
all about grand openings. You get free stuff.
Yeah.
A ton of free stuff. Make sure you stop by.
Is this one of those places where you join? Or you just go in and you just buy the treatment.
No, it's a med spa.
Yeah, it's
right.
Yeah, it's a med spa.
Well, I didn't know if there were some that you pay a monthly fee and you're a part of the spa.
Oh, I don't know.
It depends on what you want. If you want like weight loss programs, they offer that, which is monthly.
It's a monthly fee. Okay, gotcha.
But they also do facials. They're doing red light.
So they do it all.
Yeah,
they've got one stop. Yeah, it's a med spa.
My wife is big on the red light.
I know.
She likes that.
It's like the rage right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She says it really works for her. Now, there are people that say that, you know, it's a crock, it's all in your head or whatever, but she believes in that because it really helps her.
Now, do they have micro needling? Because that also is amazing.
Yes, they do.
Oh, nice.
What is that?
It's these little micro needles go in your face.
Yep.
It produces collagen. Look at me.
That's pretty nice.
I know, right?
It's pretty hot.
You should go over there for your birthday.
Really?
Yeah, they'd fix you. And you,
you get me a deal.
Yeah,
I mean, you're over there.
I know some people.
You know some people?
Yeah, get a birthday med spa.
Hey, we can do a hydrofacial together.
Dr. Patron. Dr. Patron doesn't work there, does he? From college.
No.
Is that how you got this hookup? Dr.
Not.
Patron's over there? So what's going on?
Oh, God.
BJ and Jamie.
Before we get to that, 8:20.
Yeah.
Not a word.
Really? Well, up her butt with a coconut.
I'm thinking it's going to be a huge surprise party.
Huge.
It's
well,
be
we're
massive.
Not supposed I mean, to huge. Tell you, and so I don't know what to do. It is tomorrow night at
Gotta
Chuck
be.
E. Cheese
right.
at 7 o'clock or
yep.
6 or
yeah.
4. 6:30.
Yep, yeah. 6:30. Yeah.
At Chuck E. Cheese, we're having a surprise birthday party for BJ tomorrow.
Yeah, today's my birthday.
Yeah, and his wife, we are really not having a surprise birthday party, but I tried to make him feel better this
Something's
morning.
Something's going on, though, I think.
And I said there's some shenanigans going on. She's probably planning a huge birthday party for you at Chuck E. Cheese.
Because you did surprise her for her birthday.
Yeah.
Right, I know.
So maybe she's just laying low, like, oh, keep bitching, because I got some big plans
for
you. Yeah,
I'll get them.
That's
got
to be what it is
it
now.
Is.
I mean, for it to go this long and not hear anything.
Exactly.
That means something on the horizon. Yeah. Woo, it's going to be big. Man, I may have to take a nap today to prepare for it.
Right?
Yeah. Maybe pull over to my car somewhere.
Can I tell you one thing, though? Can I tell you one thing?
Yeah.
Thank you for being an honest man.
What do you mean?
Well, I appreciate you explaining how you're miserable in your marriage sometimes.
No, I'm not miserable. No, that's a bad way to put it. I'm just saying marriage isn't rosy sometimes.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
There are bumps in the road. Not everything is just hunky-dory every single day.
Right.
You got disagreements, especially two people that have their own opinions about things.
Yeah.
And you're not just, you know, faking it for some reason. And I don't like faking it. I like to, you know,
and
I like to come
sure
on the air
don't.
And be real about
you
it, too.
You sure are. And, you like, know? She forgot your birthday, and that sucks.
Yeah,
right now,
we're on the cusp of forgetting a birthday.
Right.
Now, is it going to affect me long-term? No.
No, but it is a good thing to have in your back pocket.
Yeah, but it is. It's arsenal.
Yeah,
you know?
It is arsenal.
Yeah.
Which is a beautiful
ammunition,
thing.
Ammunition, I guess is a better word. Yeah,
right.
Ammunition.
When you have that kind of ammunition in your back pocket, that is so great to
and
have.
And I'll use the hell out of it. You wait and see, folks. You have no idea how I'm going to use this. So I hope it kind of continues today just to build up my ammunition. Oh. You
so
know?
I was bitching to the BJ and to Carson off the air. All right, so I'm not going to like get too detailed because... you know, I feel bad. But there is this beautiful couple. I mean, they are beautiful. Hot, both of them. Hot man, hot wife.
They're almost like a loco version of the Beckhams.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
precisely
a great way to put it.
That's the way I'd put it.
Yeah. So they're just beautiful, and they have four beautiful kids that are, they look like little actors. They're so beautiful, like perfect teeth, even at eight. And usually at about eight is when they become really ugly.
You get some gnarly ones. Yeah.
Yeah. And those kids, they it almost looks like little mannequins.
Yeah.
And in the pictures and stuff.
I think they got them flippers so they aren't missing those weird teeth. And they got them the fake teeth.
Pop them in and out, just like Occupy. Yeah.
Has to be, because Frog 7, he can't keep a tooth in his head.
Yeah. Yeah. So you get the fake ones if you're in pageants, right? The flippers.
My
ex-boyfriend used to make them for all those stage moms. Anyway, and so they're beautiful, beautiful four kids, beautiful couple, beautiful everything. They're always in Sturgis. And they're all sexy, and she's got her boobs out, and she has a perfect body, and he has a perfect set of muscles, and they're just perfect together. They're getting a divorce. And I'm like, what? What? You guys have been perfect on the internet. I don't really know them. I only know her. I've only been to lunch with her. I don't know him. I've never even met him. But they look so beautiful together, and now I'm being told they've hated each other for 10 years.
See, that's the whole thing with social media, though.
I've been lied to. They have hated each other, I guess, for 10 freaking years, like full-blown hate.
Yeah, I've got a couple of takes on this. First of all,
they sleep in different rooms.
They want to put a persona out there of their family, and it's all been a big fat lie
big
for
fat
10
lie.
Years, okay?
Yeah.
That's just, I don't know if that's, what would you call that, just narcissist? In a way?
Well, I mean, look at this.
Look how perfect it is.
We're so perfect.
Look how beautiful we are. Look how
they are so beautiful. Yeah, and they are beautiful.
Look how we travel. Look at the kids. Look at all this.
I mean, they're always in Europe. They're always together, and they always do that, like, cutesy, like, they lean their heads together. And then I'm just now told that they have hated each other for 10 years and tried to figure out the finances and getting divorced. They don't even talk to each other. They sleep in different rooms. They hate each other. They only take pictures for social media.
No, I wonder if they'll continue to post as a family.
No, they've scraped each other.
They have?
Yeah.
Oh.
They've unfriended each other, and they've scraped every picture of.
So it's gone.
They're gone.
So it's. Yeah. Down the toilet.
Down the toilet, yeah.
I got a theory, too.
And now they're only both posting each of sexy pictures of themselves.
Okay.
Well, yeah, you got to get ready for the single market.
Right.
I mean, the dating pool. Hello.
And they both already put single in their profiles. No. I was like, that was quick.
Yeah. You got to move on. Man, they've been miserable for 10 years.
But I'm being honest. I literally envied their relationship online. Like
part of the problem with online, though.
Oh, my God. I
we all
so
look at, that's what the influencer thing's all about,
yeah,
Jamie.
Yeah.
We all look at these pictures of somebody on a plane in Dubai or whatever, and all is props.
That.
It's props. It's props behind these people. They're not even there.
Yeah.
And they want you to feel like you're missing out, man. You don't have this. You don't have this relationship.
I don't have, like,
you know?
A beautiful husband. I was like, oh, my God, she's so beautiful. He's so beautiful. They're so beautiful. Their kids are beautiful. Four beautiful kids. Like, what? And now I find out they've been miserable for 10 years.
I think also that it's virtually impossible for two hot people to stay together. Now, you take a mediocre dude like me, okay? I can hang in there for 20 years.
Yeah.
All right, I'm good. I'm good. You take a woman that, some days she takes a good picture, some days she doesn't, okay? She can hang, man. She's going to be there for the long haul, and thin. But these beautiful people, you get a couple of them out there, the first time they see a crack in the relationship, they hit the road because they know there's better, or they think there's better.
Or do you think they
can
start,
get better.
Do you think they start competing against each other?
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that if you're beautiful, you get hit on so much that the odds are the one of you is going to crack.
There's too much temptation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she's going to be hit on at the gym or wherever she drops off the kids, you know. Maybe, somebody's had a couple of drinks or whatever. He, on the other hand, same thing, at the gym, whatever. He's going to get hit on.
So they have options.
The odds are one of them is going to get seduced.
Whereas, like, you don't have any other options.
No. I mean, it's very limited for me when I leave here, okay? When I leave here, there's not a lot of interaction, first of all, okay? I don't always look my best.
I don't know.
I got all my shorts and my slides.
You look comfortable.
Today? I mean, I'm wearing a wrinkled up In-N-Out burger shirt, okay? Probably not a lot of options between here and the cigar bar. The smoke shop, okay?
Right, yeah.
Not a lot of options. So it looks pretty solid where I live, okay, and where I stand. But you take these hot couples, man.
Yeah.
They're out there flying around. He has to take a business trip. He's up in first class with women that they have money.
No,
too.
With the head of HR. Yeah. We already know.
Well women like Jamie. That's what we're talking about. He's up there. Imagine this dude. You know, he's going to take a little trip, and he gets on a flight, and right there next to him is Jamie White. Woo! Lordy! Options are just galore. They're everywhere.
Did I tell you the dumbest thing I ever did in my life was I use miles. I do fly first class. I don't like it back there. That seems weird.
Back with the peasants. Back with the rest of us.
But I met this guy on a first class flight, right, when we're flying, and he went home with me.
There you go.
We took cab at LAX and went to my house. Do you know how dangerous that is looking back?
And
yeah.
This same guy is now getting a divorce. Look at him. And you wonder how all this came up, huh?
No, I'm just kidding.
But my theory makes sense if you think about it. Two hot people.
Yeah.
Imagine how many times they get hit on all the time, wherever they go. You know, I mean, people don't care if you're married or not.
Well, that's
they
true.
Really don't care when they trying to hit on somebody. They should, but they don't.
Yeah.
But I think it would be the temptation would be that one of
and
the two
get
would crack.
You're saying, but for me, I'm just pissed that I've been lied to on the internet. Like, I had no idea they've been miserable for 10 years.
And you've
years.
Been jealous of
and
the
I
entire American family.
Watched their lives and been like, oh my God, if I could just meet somebody like him and like have this perfect family.
It makes you feel bad about yourself.
It does.
On
it,
a daily basis.
But not today.
No. No.
Now you get some satisfaction.
Now you're happy. Now you realize that type of relationship just doesn't exist.
Nope, it does not.
Does not exist in married life.
BJ and Jamie.
Happy birthday to you.
Yay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. Harris.
Dad.
Happy birthday to you.
Yay.
Belong in the zoo.
You belong in the
zoo. But we love you.
You belong.
Happy birthday, Mr. Harris.
But, trying to be funnier.
Happy birthday to you.
There you go. There you
I
go.
Thought it was you look like a monkey and you smell like one too.
Yeah, something like that.
She went you just belong in a zoo.
We just make crap up at my house. We don't know. We don't know. All right, there you go. Now, I've been saying all
That's
morning
so
long.
That's so sweet.
That is sweet.
My wife was awake when I left the house this morning. Not a word about the birthday, okay? Then I've sat here for 2 hours and complained about it. So, yeah. I mean, that's out there too. Somebody's called, okay?
No!
She's forgotten my birthday.
Oh, my God.
And I'm a little perturbed about it this morning. And somebody, it's either Joni or Antonia or one of those ladies that's heard me complain this morning, picked up the phone, called her and said, hey, man, you need to get on it. It's your husband's birthday. You've forgotten all about it. You need to get in touch with him. And then I get a phone call. Heard Frog in the car on the way to camp. I know how the game works. Okay? You're not off the hook.
Maybe she wanted to wait for Frog so that they could call you and.
Oh, see, that's probably it. It's about your son.
Do you live in a fantasy world, bub? Do you literally, is that the world you live in? You can't see the writing on the wall here? I certainly do. And plus.
Oh, no. And plus.
I need the sympathy on this show. You know, I need people out there to feel sorry for me. Okay.
Right.
I'm just being honest.
Okay.
You know, a guy like me taking it in the shorts like this.
All right. But here's our problem. Here's our problem. Okay. I agree with you. She forgot your birthday. I agree with you. Somebody told her. I agree with
Had
you.
Had to be. It's two and a half hours later, Jamie.
I'm agreeing with
Oh, I'm
with
sorry.
You.
I'm sorry. I got upset with you.
But here's the problem with this. Here's what
sorry.
This. What? The problem is that somebody tipping her off, and now she's saying happy birthday. Now the arsenal's gone.
Yeah.
Your back pocket.
Yeah.
You can't pull it out anymore.
Yeah, like, I was going to use this hard, man. Yeah. Hard. I'd get some golf rounds out of this.
Yeah.
I could get lots of crap going on,
but
man.
But now that she's saying happy birthday to you.
Yeah, because I can't prove anything,
it's
you
all
know?
Squashed.
I don't know if anybody called or
exactly.
not.
Exactly.
So I'm kind of, you know.
You're done.
I've got allegations, but I can't back it up.
Nope.
Kind of like that Epstein list.
What?
I'm trying to make a reference to today's news.
Okay, gotcha. Relevant.
Not that I'm on that list. Right. I'm just saying. Right. Just saying. You know, I'm just saying. Kind of like that. So, but yeah, you're kind of right. You kind of blows my whole thing I was building up here. I was trying to get, you know, my arsenal, ammunition in order.
Yep. So
well, that sucks.
That shot the
hell. I'll lose out both ways now.
I know.
I'll lose out both ways.
Oh, well.
There's no party planned.
I know.
No surprise party.
You know what
Nothing.
Is
what?
Kind of sucky is sucky birthdays.
You know, yeah.
I know that you don't like really care that much, but
I don't.
But I do. And when you have like when you walk in and there's your boyfriend or your husband or whatever, and they're like, "Oh, happy birthday," and then they keep doing whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
No balloons.
You ladies, though, you take it so much harder than a guy does.
Yeah, do.
I really don't give it. Honestly, I don't give a rat's, you know what. Mm. I don't. It's another day. Just another day. I mean, granted, it's a special day, but it should be acknowledged probably by someone, but we really don't care.
Okay?
But women, man, you guys, the shortest you turn it into is a week. Well, a lot of you make
birthday
it,
month.
You make it, months.
Yeah, it's birthday month.
And it's exhausting for a guy like me. It's exhausting. It wears me out. Her birthday week wore me down, man. I had to do a party. I had to do this, a gift, get a card, a balloon.
Surprise dinner.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. Okay. But so what I'm saying is you're going to go home and she's going to be like, hug you. And she's like, happy birthday. And then that's it. Like, literally, that's all you're getting.
That's all I need.
My
I don't need much more than love. You know, it makes me complete.
You're so dumb.
So dumb. You don't tell somebody they're dumb on their birthday. Well, that was a rat.
Okay, wow.
JB gave me a hat, though.
I did.
So
I did
thank you for the hat. I did
welcome.
Get a gift this morning.
But I will...
Did you know it was my birthday? Or
yes.
You just brought in a hat?
No,
for the hell
it was your
it.
Birthday.
You did not.
It's your birthday.
Did
hat.
You know that?
I did know that.
No, be honest with me. Did you know? You're at the gun club last night with your son. You bought three. I think you did. Now that I think about it, because
three.
Yeah, because you if you had not thought it was if you didn't know it was my birthday, you would have brought in a hat for all of us.
Yeah,
yeah,
for me, agreed. Carson, and Spadil. Yeah. But you knew it was my birthday, so it was you and your kid, and then a hat for me.
Jamie takes bow.
Yeah, and so it's kind of like you and me and him are family, aren't
yeah.
we?
Yeah, yeah, we all have all yeah. three. My Ralphie. So, Jamie and BJ all have matching hats. We should take a picture for Instagram.
Oh, we should. We should make the world
together.
We should make the world think we're a family.
Yeah.
Much like your fake friends, right?
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.